The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That liner 19 years ago when my show got syndicated on Genesis. I was already syndicated on a smaller outfit. Because I just had General Benton Parton, former head of the Air Force, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, top anti-communist, and he had all the classified info. He ran the HARP program before that. And he said, it's a program, Alex, and they're going to take us over. First, they got to break us down. He had all the terms out of their own operations. And then once they'd done that, they would then take us over and exploit us against the next country. And so he basically said, down the road, once they first seize the federal government and start collapsing things, you'll be basically deep behind enemy lines in your own country. So there I was 19 years ago riding that liner, hoping we could stave that off. Here we are, and they're trying to put it into place. Let me ask you this, Matt Bracken, and I hope you can come back for an hour and a half, 2 hours next week. Very impressed with your research, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, to read his essays, get the books, everything. Clearly, I understand the world's going to turmoil, population. They've already flipped the switches where things aren't sustainable by design, hoping to ride that crisis in their own words. But looking at this, talking to other former Navy SEALs, former spooks, other, you know, almost everybody I talk to that's been, you know, Delta Force, Green Berets, Navy SEALs, they're all super smart, super cool, the best people you can imagine. They know everything I know and more. And then they still just go, yeah, but the public's too dumbed down. When you talk to all these other folks, what are they thinking? Are they all just trying to dig in for their own families as well? Or, I mean, you know, what do we do?
There's a lot of digging in going on. You know, I'm past the age when an active duty guy is still on active duty. Most of the guys that I know from the teams and from, you know, operational background are already like firearms and kind of survivalist mentality. Not all, but most of them. You know, if they don't hunt, they're still tactical. You know, they're never in condition green, so to speak. You know, you always have that sheepdog mentality going on. And when it comes to your own family, you know, you have to think about them first. I mean, I tell people right off the bat, what about water? You know, people want to talk about guns. I say, what about water? I mean, if how long does your city water go if the power goes down?
Water, food, firearms, friends, and getting right with God—they're all important.
That's right, and this is going to not be, you know, the normalcy bias. We grew up, there has always been electricity. It's just normal human nature to think, therefore, there will always be electricity.
We're so domesticated.
We're very domesticated. But the problem is, if our electricity is cut off even for a few weeks, the big glass dome over us, our civilization, shatters in those weeks. Once the stores are looted, there's no restocking them. You know, you can't take a diesel engine apart, and then here comes the zombie apocalypse, and put it back together and get it running in a minute.
Just-on-time delivery means no stockpiles.
No stockpiles. And when the 18-wheelers run out of fuel on the freeways and at the truck stops, you know, truck stops will be like a little feudal empire as long as their underground storage tanks are lasting and they've got generators. That's where you'll see all the state troopers at the truck stops. That'll be like the Alamo, last place with light in your county. But,
you see the preparations by government digging in themselves.
Yeah, and the people.
Why don't we just arrest George Soros and Obama and these damn people?
Well, the people, it's too late. It's the tsunami earthquakes already happened. And now
I totally agree. It's already been set in motion. So I guess we just get to high ground knowing the water's coming.
And you try to warn people. You know, I'm willing to throw away all my credibility, such as it is. I mean, I wasn't career military. I'm not a big hero. I wasn't like all this stuff that it's the guys later after me that have been like in a war footing forever. Believe me. So I don't want to take that kind of credit where it's not.
You were in more clandestine stuff back then with the SEALs, right?
But I wasn't career, and I didn't do anything amazing. I was fortunate to be in SEAL team. It's a wonderful thing. It was an early chapter in my life. But what I'm saying is, there's going to be no escaping it. And we're like the kids at that beach.
His audio just cut out. Okay. Hold on, guys. His audio just cut out. So let's can we get Stone on, too? I'm going to come back, finish up with him in 30 seconds or a minute, and or get him on phone, because I don't want it to end like that. I was worried his audio just cut out. We'll be right back. We're going to phone comment from Matt Bracken, enemiesforeign and domestic.com. That was a powerful interview. That guy really knows what he's talking about. And again, I think there's a 10% chance we can have a soft landing in this, maybe 20%. But there's crises is already happening all over the world. He's already been proven correct.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. She stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. I saved you, cried the woman, and you bit me. Heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
intentionally leaving the borders open in Europe, bringing in mass refugees. Among them are going to be jihadists who are setting up a future Tet offensive, Tet-style offensive in Europe. And the same thing's being done to this country.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had Matt Bracken on earlier, and his Skype failed at the end. We have two different Skype systems, and then our other one failed with Roger Stone at the same time. Just an example of how technology is great, but you can't completely depend on it, obviously. So we've got Roger Stone via video Skype, but audio via a phone. Going to Roger Stone here in just a moment. Please understand, folks, there are corporate interests worldwide that are anti-free market that are using global crises to bring in total control. And they work with collaborators in every nation state to do this. We have the communist Chinese, the Pope, the radical jihadis in Saudi Arabia, their leadership, all saying we can't have Donald Trump. And now Donald Trump has come out with a powerful speech that he just gave in D.C. on foreign affairs that we've covered, that we played part of it. I've read the transcript. Very, very powerful. He just swept five states. Ted Cruz is technically disqualified. They're talking about changing the rules again. They've got other Republican leadership coming out saying we'll start a third party. Joining us till about 40 after is Roger Stone, the consummate patriot, Trump insider. What an incredible guy. He's written a best-selling book now exposing the Bushes and their crime syndicate, their drug dealing, the CIA, a book exposing the same system with the Clintons. I've talked to top experts that have written books on the subject. They say Stone got info no one ever knew. It's just incredible. Both those books, by the way, available at InfoWarsStore.com or StoneZone.com. And it's so important to support people that are telling the truth. This is the, you know, confidant of Trump more than 40 years, his wingman, and he joins us to break down what's happening. Such a history. Austria just had patriot nationalist that they're calling extreme right wing. They call Trump that. He's almost too liberal for me in some cases. They call him super right wing. The other group isn't right wing. It's patriot. It's nationalist. It's common sense. Like, hey, I want hot coffee and you know, in the morning in a warm bed. I mean, you know, it's they try to take reality and invert it like it's dirty. But Trump just dominated. He's come out and said Hillary would be 5 points if she was a man. Well, yeah, like Jeb Bush was 5 points. They say, oh, that's sexist. They are in panic mode. This is so exciting, so historical. I don't even know what to say at this point. Let's go to Roger Stone. He'll tell us where he is. He's always all over the U.S. working like 18 hours a day. I mean, I get text messages from this guy at 6 a.m. and 3 a.m. at night. I tell you, Trump ought to give this guy a medal. Roger Stone, great to have you on, my friend. It is just so exciting what's happened. I'm going to try to shut up till 33 after when we take a few calls with their questions at 800-259-9231. First-time callers, quick question for Roger Stone, 800-259-9231. But until then, sir, congratulations on your work. Congratulations to Donald Trump. Congratulations to the American people. He just gains momentum. So many questions, but I'm just going to let you take the helm, sir.
Well, first of all, Donald Trump deserves enormous credit for the big win last night. And it was sweeping, breaking more than 50% in every state. It demonstrates why I think Trump is, in fact, the candidate the Democrats are afraid of, because he runs well in the industrial Northeast and the Middle West. And those states that have been ravaged by NAFTA and now that would be ravaged by TPP and Ted Cruz's expedited trade globalist deal, TPA. So it was a big, big night for Donald Trump. It was also a big night for his team. They are living off the land. They're running a true grassroots campaign. The Pennsylvania situation is particularly interesting because you had really two primaries, a delegate primary and a preferential primary. Trump ran away with the preferential primary, but in order to vote for the Trump delegates, you had to know who the delegates were. So a massive education project there. Two top political operatives, David Urban and Jim Scholz, along respected federal and state Republican operatives, kind of parachuted in there at the last minute and worked with the local Trump people, who were very enthusiastic, to build a very solid ground game, a true grassroots operation. Very impressive. So it shows again that the Northeast, like the Midwest, is Trump country.
So is the South. I mean, people just love Trump. And I've got to interrupt you. Looking at the front of DrudgeReport.com, Roger, he looks so presidential in that foreign policy speech. I mean, wow. If people wanted to be impressed with him being focused, that was it. I want that guy to represent me.
Well, and it was the perfect tone. I mean, this speech really defined Trump's foreign policy. Now you can see that Richard Haass of the Council on Foreign Relations has had no effect whatsoever on his thinking. Trump is a bold nationalist. He is for American sovereignty. He's for the restoration of American power. He's against some globalist scheme. And most importantly, he is most definitely not a neocon. He's a non-interventionist. That's not an isolationist. But he quotes John Quincy Adams in his speech, saying we shouldn't go looking for trouble around the world. Yeah. That's the guy I want.
If I liked Trump before, I'm in love now. I said, Roger, what is it like for you as one of his chief? Is this just history happening? An epic battle with the collectivists and the communist Chinese and the jihadis telling us we can't have Trump and the sickening mentally ill left? I mean, this is incredible.
It's really something I have never seen before in American politics. And Trump has said this a number of times. It's not about him. It's about a revolution. It's about a last best chance to save the country. So a big contest with Indiana coming up. This is going to be pivotal. This is Ted Cruz's last hurrah. But some breaking news. Today at 4 o'clock Eastern, Ted Cruz will announce that Carly Fiorina will be his running mate for vice president.
Wait, has that been announced, or are you giving us inside baseball?
It is known to those of us who are professional.
Okay, so we're going to run with the headline. Roger Stone, Cruz will announce Fiorina as running mate at 4 o'clock.
That is what I predict. Now, let's go through that for
out.
A moment.
Go ahead.
She's John McCain's chief issue advisor. She, as the head of executive at Hewlett-Packard, let me just put it this way, layoffs, outsourcing, golden parachute. She's Mitt Romney in heels. She tried this in California. She was ignominiously defeated when those very arguments were made. She is a rock rib member of the establishment. I like the way she cuffs Hillary Clinton around, but she's not doing that for her country or her party. She's doing it for herself. So another globalist, another international.
Yeah, she's somebody that comes and sells off Hewlett-Packard and downsizes it, and they call her a genius in the mainstream media.
Well, and not only that, but there is very strong evidence that she broke the Iranian sanction rules doing business in that part of the world. So this is the last woman that you want as...
Oh, I forgot she's been on the payroll of the Iranians.
Yeah, no, this is a horrific choice by Ted Cruz. Now, there's every possibility, Alex, you have so much reach and influence that Ted Cruz will hear about this and change his mind before 4 o'clock, but I rather doubt it.
Wow, okay, please continue. Roger Stone, this is incredible. Please continue.
Well, Indiana will be pivotal. I don't see Carly Fiorina giving Ted Cruz any bump there. I mean, this is, I guess Cruz thinks this is Reagan-esque, meaning it's like when Ronald Reagan picked Dick Schweiker, who turned out to be a very fine man. And by the way, one of the most important members of Congress, skeptical about the Warren Commission and skeptical about the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, and a free thinker, a solid Second Amendment man, ironically, but a liberal Republican on social issues. I got to know he and his wife, Claire, who you may know was once Miss Claire on Romper Room, very, very fine people, later served in Ronald Reagan's cabinet. But this is not Dick Schweiker. This is someone who has the globalist stamp. And I don't see, other than her gender, what she brings to a ticket. I guess what Cruz is saying is that he couldn't beat Hillary alone. Maybe I could beat her with this woman on the ticket.
Sure, now he's going to pull what Trump said. I mean, I'd love to have a woman I believed in, like a... Michelle Bachmann would be great, or somebody like the former governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin, who are patriots. I mean, it's not that we're against women. It's true. Hillary can hardly talk. She's got all this corruption. She's about to probably be indicted. All this stuff's going on, and Trump says, listen, if she was a man, she'd be 5%, and they say he's anti-woman. No, he told the truth. Your take on his statement.
No, I think it's exactly why people love Donald Trump, because he's blunt. He tells you what he really thinks, that it's the God's honest truth. Look, her entire campaign is predicated on the premise that she will get a disproportionate number of votes among women. And I say to you, Alex, when women learn of her real abuse of women, the way she has bullied and intimidated and threatened Bill's sexual assault victims, is serial.
Came over. By the way, let me stop you right there. That's why you're banned on CNN, MSNBC, and everywhere else. That's why you're banned, is because they're so scared they'll bring that up. Stay right there. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. We'll back in 4 minutes. We're going to reconnect with him on Skype, StoneZone.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. This is the InfoWar. This is the tip of the spear.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Coming up in the next segment, you're going to be able to ask Roger Stone your questions. That's a real wild card. So that's coming up, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host. After he leaves us at about 45 after or so, I'm going to hit a bunch of other science and health news, world news. There is so much to go over. but the system is so scared of Donald Trump. What are the next big pitfalls, Roger Stone? What else do you expect them to pull? What are they going to do now? I mean, he's going to get, they're projecting, as you predicted, the 1,238 or 37. They've now got Republican chiefs out. We'll run with a third party, or we'll ignore that. But I think more and more, even as Newt Gingrich said, look, you can't ignore this. It's going to blow up in your face if you try to steal the election from Trump. What does your gut tell you, Roger Stone?
Well, the Cruz operatives are still talking about going into the Rules Committee and passing a rule that would knock out some of Donald Trump's delegates. And then that question comes to the convention floor prior to the first ballot in the approval or disapproval of the proposed rules. This is why I've been talking about the so-called Trojan horse delegates. While Donald Trump may have a majority for president on the first ballot, I think the anti-Trump forces will have a majority on the floor on questions of rules and credentials. There's any number of ways to steal this nomination by an adversarial a report from either one of those committees that use trickery to unseat validly elected Trump delegates. So I still think that that is the establishment game plan. That's why we started StopTheSteal.org. The rally and march, which is now scheduled for July 18th, we have received our permit from the city of Cleveland. We have a number of co-sponsors beyond Stop the Steal, including Citizens for Trump, Women for Trump, Bikers for Trump, Veterans for Trump, and WeWillWalk.org. So the list of co-sponsors for the rally, a peaceful, nonviolent rally where the object is numbers. Let us show the Republican establishment our grassroots.
Everybody's got a book to be there now. This is history. I'm going to be there, be speaking. Roger Stone, you need to be part of this, folks, to stand up for free speech, for the voting, for all of it. And expanding on this, you've always got big breaking news. You've always got inside baseball tidbits. Give us a bone. What's coming up in the next few days, the next few weeks? What else should we be watching for?
Well, Indiana is crucial. Even in my most conservative count, and I'm keeping my own kind of private count, I currently have Donald Trump, worst case, at 1250. So, and I know that the Republican national chairman, who I think is kind of playing a double game where he is conciliatory to Trump and his campaign people in private, but he is working behind the scenes against us. That's my opinion, by the way, not the official opinion of anyone else. But I do think that there is, a need to show the politicians inside the hall what they will be losing, the energy and the diversity that they will be losing if they euchre this nomination away from Donald Trump.
So you're basically, and others, warning them that, listen, Trump is going to win. He can destroy Hillary. What are you doing? You're going to destroy yourself. Don't do this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. Look, I have suggested that we go to the delegate hotels with copies of the pledge. People from Pennsylvania go to the Pennsylvania delegate hotel, track down your elected representatives and ask them to take the pledge. It's voluntary. They don't need to take it. They don't have to take it. But if they don't, then the media can ask them why the votes of the people in Pennsylvania.
We're simply canvassing who's going to represent the people and who's going to steal it. First Amendment, right of association, and that's why all these big channels are throwing hissy fits claiming that you're a terrorist.
Yeah, no, it's an absurdity. It's a classic example of a mainstream media mugging where CNN took a bite out of context. If they played my entire thought, even, they would have seen that I renounced violence. I'm a veteran of the 1968 Nixon campaign. I saw what violence did to Hubert Humphrey's campaign, and therefore, I think the greater
you've never promoted it. You've never promoted it, and it's pure horse manure. It's the left running around beating people up and shooting cops in the back of the head.
Well, and the irony here, of course, is that those who are coming to Cleveland for violence are the paid agitators from MoveOn.org and Black Lives Matter and other lefty Clinton-supporting Soros-funded groups. They're there to provoke violence, to incite violence, and then the mainstream media will falsely blame that violence.
That's right. Stay there. Let's talk about the Soros false flag. Straight ahead and take phone calls with Roger Stone on the road joining us. I'm Alex Jones. Your phone calls straight ahead. Rob. Adrian, Jeffrey, Jerry, James, Sean, stay with us. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Please allow me to introduce myself. Roger Stone's our guest. Infowars.com's website. His site is StoneZone.com. Before he leaves us in about 10 minutes or so, he's going to give us the different sites to be there in Cleveland or to be involved or to report election fraud. But we're starting to win. I think Trump's been winning the votes, obviously, but we're defeating the entire machine, the entire corrupt world that's fighting against the true populist. We're already seeing populism spread all over Europe. Austria just went to a populist. They're panicking. Who says evil always has to win? Who says we can't start to turn the tide? The mainstream media has a 6% approval rating in the Associated Press poll. They're dead. They're zombies. We're just telling them they're dead politically. Roger Stone's our guest. Roger, you know, the big question I've got, one big one I forgot to get to, and I hope you can really give us, again, the inside scoop on this. I know you like to stay focused on the campaign, focused on our freedoms. You don't like to get into what's happening inside the campaign, even if you disagree with some of the people involved. As we've talked privately, I'm not going to get into it. But will you please, because a third of the media's coverage is about what's happening in the Trump campaign, and your former business partner, you know, your good friend, you know, coming in and really, I think, helping the situation. The current head that was kind of sidelined for a while, but we're told he's been brought back. Mainstream media saying there's a fight inside, and Trump has kind of, you know, told Paul and others, hey, back off. You don't run the show. What's true? What isn't? There's a Politico article. Trump rejects new advisor's push to make him presidential. Frustrated with Manafort, the GOP frontrunner shifts some power back to campaign manager Lewandowski. All I know is it's always about Lewandowski, and he makes it about himself. I'm not against Lewandowski, but please just be honest with us. I know you don't like to infight, but this is already an issue. I mean, sometimes I hear more about Lewandowski from Lewandowski than I hear about Trump. That doesn't sound good, so please address this.
Yeah, I think this kind of backbiting really doesn't serve Donald Trump or the campaign well. I mean, Alex, in 1979, I was recruited by John Sears to work for Ronald Reagan. And I really liked and respected John Sears, who was Reagan's first campaign manager. After the New Hampshire primary, on the eve of the primary, actually, Governor Reagan decided to fire John Sears and hire Bill Casey as his new campaign manager. Now, I had my reservations about Casey, but it occurred to me that I worked for Ronald Reagan, and my job was to elect Ronald Reagan, and my job was to coordinate with whoever Ronald Reagan chose. I think in Paul Manafort, Donald Trump has chosen a superb professional, someone who has actually elected president, both here and abroad. The mainstream media, the New York Times, is now attacking him for his business dealings. He hasn't been a lobbyist for 30 years, by the way. But that's because they are panicked about Trump's success, and they see a non-amateur at the helm of their convention operation, where they thought they were going to roll the Trump people as a bunch of naive rubes who had never been to
him. Instead, you and Manfred on record helped get Reagan in and defeat the last time they tried a coup. That's why they're so upset.
Yeah, so look, I think that that these kinds of process stories are meaningless. Paul Manafort, because I've known him for, you know, most of my adult life, he has his nose down focusing on winning delegates, focusing on trying to take a political...
Not running around talking about how he wasn't in a fight with a woman.
Look, this isn't about Louis Korondowski, and it's not about Paul Manafort. It's not about Roger Stone. And it's not about Alex Jones. It's about the only man who can make this country great again, the only person with the stature and the name ID and the forum and the gut and, frankly, the courage to take on the political establishment and turn this country around.
And he's doing it, and they can't stand it. So, I mean, obviously Trump's running the campaign, but people keep asking, is Lewandowski in? Is he out? I mean, people want to know.
It is my understanding that he will continue to work on the campaign and continue to retain his current title. No one person can run an entire presidential campaign and a convention. There's plenty of work.
Sure, I get it. You probably have 20 people. So let me ask you this, then we'll move on to a few calls and let you go. I know you're a busy man. Again, Roger Stone, consummate Trump confidant, insider, on with us today. Looking at this, I think Trump's really completely turned the tide. I think he's dominating. I see it. I see them panicking. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, let's just look at the trajectory of the campaign just a few weeks ago. He lost Wisconsin. He then lost North Dakota. He got shut out in Colorado. And about the same time, we learned about the stealing in Louisiana, where Trump won the primary with almost 40% of the vote, but did not even get close to 40% of the delegates. Then they started stealing delegates next door in Georgia. So that was our trajectory. Now to where we are today, an incredible victory in New York, a smashing victory where real grassroots, particularly upstate, real pros like Carl Paladino and John Hagerty and Michael Caputo, these guys know what they're doing. They're not amateurs. And they had a very, very good candidate. You saw last night in the sweep of the northeastern United States, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Trump breaking 50 in all these states. What happened to the notion that Trump had a ceiling that he couldn't get beyond?
They kept saying, as we narrow, he's going to be done. No, as it narrows, he rises.
Yeah, and what's interesting, of course, is that before you could say, well, when you don't have a multi-candidate field, he's done, he's cooked. Well, now we really don't have a multi-candidate field because John Kasich is not a real candidate. He is the Soros running dog.
Yeah, what about those two combining forces? And I got to take a few calls, I promise. But what about those two joining forces?
Well, this is not unprecedented, Alex. In 1968, believe it or not, Governor Ronald Reagan and Governor Nelson Rockefeller had a back-channel discussion and were working together to try to block former Vice President Richard Nixon's comeback on the first ballot. It did not work, but it is not unprecedented. But let's be very clear. Ted Cruz is now dealing with the most left-wing candidate in the race, a guy propped up by George Soros, a guy who supported NAFTA, a guy who supported the expansion of Obamacare, a governor who supports Common Cause. So Cruz really shows his strengths if he's prepared to get in bed with John Kasich, unless, of course, Ted Cruz is a globalist just like Kasich, who talks a good game, but on the big issues facing us, trade, immigration, and so on, he's a globalist. He is part of the international clique.
There's no doubt the Bush is running his campaign, backing him. He was a sleeper the whole time. A few quick calls, and Mr. Stone's going to leave us. Let's go to Rob. Rob in New Jersey. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, Rob.
Yes, I'm Alex, and thank you for taking my call. I have a question for Mr. Stone concerning the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations. I know that you both are very well aware of what's going on. You know that Trump did meet with Paul Haas,
Richard Haas. Yeah, we talked
Richard
about Haas.
Season. Right. And evidently, you know, he had a meeting with him. What is your opinion if you think that the elite and the establishment are going to come with a clampdown on Trump and say, look, we're going to give you this nomination, but we're going to place one of our people, one of our operatives, as the vice president. And
sure, okay, I get your question. What about this being a replay of the 1980 with George Herbert Walker Bush? I mean, I think the answer is Trump's already said no to Haas, and Haas came out and attacked him a week after they talked.
Yeah, I mean, look, today's speech shows that the Council on Foreign Relations has no influence on Donald Trump. He remains a Reaganite in terms of his foreign policy views. He's a hardliner. But he's not a neocon. He doesn't want to rush us off to war in places that it's
peace through strength. He's not going to start wars, but he's not going to put up with any BS.
So a real basic Reagan-Eisenhower doctrine, peace through strength. He had lunch with Richard Haas, frankly, because Joe Scarborough kept badgering him to do it. So he had lunch with the guy. He was actually not fully aware of Haas's neocon credentials, a cheerleader for the war in Iraq. And today tells you that Trump is his own man.
Haas came out and attacked him a week after. That tells everything I need to know. Thank you, Rob. Good question. Let's go ahead and talk to Keith in Maryland. Keith, you're on the air worldwide with Roger Stone.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I just wanted to say something else. CNN 10 minutes ago just announced that Fiorina is going to be, or Cruz is going to announce Fiorina as his running mate at 4 o'clock.
And you heard that before us. You heard that first. Hope they put it on the site. We Stone said it first. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I that's what I'm saying. I know he said it first. But anyway, since the Kasich-Cruz alliance basically broke down as soon as it was announced, do you think this is a move by Cruz to try and get somebody else to form a dual front against Trump while he attacks him from one side and she attacks him from the other? So, like I said, since Kasich...
Well, obviously,
that,
it's the whole Hillary leftist, I got a woman here, just total gimmickry in my view. And if Fiorina couldn't get 5%, just like Hillary wouldn't up against Trump, same deal. And there's the proof right there. Roger Stone?
Well, look, it's a desperate gambit. He needed to throw a Hail Mary pass of some kind because he's finished. He cannot mathematically catch Donald Trump on the first ballot. It's not going to happen. And he's worried about his new best friend, Neil and Jeb Bush, and Mitt Romney and Paul Singer and the other establishment insiders dumping him on a second ballot to move to someone that they prefer, Paul Ryan or maybe Jeb himself. So it is interesting that only days after I came out and suggested a loyalty pledge, a voluntary loyalty pledge that Trump supporters could ask Trump delegates to take, Ted Cruz came out with a loyalty pledge for his delegate. That tells me that he's worried that Jeb and Neil are going to dump him on the second ballot.
Absolutely.
And then even more disturbing, Alex, to be honest with you, a week ago, I believe on this show, I referred to the California primary as the big enchilada.
You did, yes.
Only days later, Ted Cruz refers to the California primary as the big enchilada.
He's obsessed with you. All he does is talk about you.
Senator, get your own shtick. Stop using my material.
It is true that when I see him on TV or radio, it's like he takes what you say and he twists it. But I guess with a lot of sociopaths like Glenn Beck and him, that's why I was asked why he uses my information but twisted. They say, listen, sociopaths don't have any original thought, especially psychopaths, so they just steal something. Is that what you're getting to?
Yeah, in essence. I mean, look, the guy is he has made all of these nasty personal attacks against me, but he's a confection. He's a Harvard, Princeton, Wall Street funded, oil and gas industry funded insider.
He's smart but not sincere, so he steals from a sincere person like you, just like Beck steals from mine. Let's talk to Adrian in Missouri. Our guest has got to go in a few minutes. Adrian in Missouri, you're on the air with Roger Stone of StoneZone.com.
Hi, Alice. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Mr. Stone, we already know that the establishment is willing to pull out all stops just to try to stop Trump from getting the nomination or maybe even the presidency. I was thinking maybe, do you think that they will try to make some type of fake attempt on Obama's life just so they can try to postpone the election?
Good point.
You know,
and they can pull any stunt. They can crash economies to stop Trump. They said that they'll never put up with it. These are arrogant kleptocrats. Yeah, what type of stunts haunt you in the middle of the night that they might pull, Stone?
Well, look, I think they're capable of anything, including martial law. The establishment is petrified that the Trump wave is coming, and they see no way to stop it. I pray for him every night. I think it is very brave of him to continue to campaign in public. We can't even begin to imagine how many death threats he must be getting. So I salute his courage and his bravery to go out there and spearhead this movement for reform. At the same time, you see, shills like Mark Levin and Glenn Beck being paid millions of dollars to continue to promote Ted Cruz.
As their ratings plunge, they are destroying themselves because their grassroots audience is saying no.
Yeah, so, I mean, Mark Levin does this shady backroom book deal where he sells books at inflated prices to a Cruz patron, and they purchase his voice. In the old days, they would call this payola. I've written this for the Daily Caller, and Levin calls the Daily Caller an obscure website. No, it's a respected conservative website. So,
Tucker Carlson's a Fox pundit, everybody knows. The Daily Caller is amazingly respected. They're incredibly accurate.
This is part of the Cruz obsession. I think the man lays awake at night worrying about what I'm going to do next. And you know what, Alex? He should. He should worry about that.
Absolutely. So you lay awake at night thinking how sad you are for him, and he lay awake at night. Adrian, great question. In closing, Mr. Stone, we got more callers. I know you've got to go. Just thank you for all your hard work for this country and what you're doing. And obviously, this will become a big national issue. So please flesh it out for a minute or two. You're saying they could do anything to try to stop Trump. I agree. They've said they'll do anything, including stealing elections, canceling the popular vote. Hillary's doing it to Bernie Sanders. I see polls out where a third of them are saying they'll go with Trump. Double the number of African Americans that went for Romney are saying they'll go and are going in primaries for Trump. Trump is the majority of Hispanic voters in primaries. So this is a dream. It's populism that unites us all. We talk about martial law. Yeah, economic emergency, a new war, some type of October surprise. Not that Obama's running, but running for the establishment. What type of false flags or October surprises in your, you know, deep brain? You know, they call the IBM computer Deep Blue, and the deep stone, being inside all this, watching it, sitting at the foot of Richard Nixon. What would you be doing if you were them?
Well, let me say this, Alex. I'm not certain, but if I was certain, I wouldn't admit it. and therefore, I'm going to duck your question and talk about the importance of what we're trying to do in Cleveland. I ask everybody who supports Donald Trump, who supports this march to change America, to go to stopthesteal.org and get the details. This is a peaceful, nonviolent rally. If you can't make it to Cleveland, we understand, but make a small contribution or even a large contribution to help us pay for buses and housing and the marshals.
And put up StopTheSteal.org flyers that you've got all over the country. Let's get aggressive. We don't, but listen, I know you've never dodged a question, but you're the one that brought up the martial law point. I'm seriously, what type of civil emergency, what type of October surprise do you think anybody can pull? I mean, saying they'll steal the election from you is pretty damn big, but what else?
Well, they could stage an international incident in which everybody has to rally around the president and then use that as a pretext to cancel the election. I also have, as you know, very deep concern about these computerized voter machines that are going to be in the key states like Michigan and Ohio and New York and Pennsylvania, where Donald Trump and only Donald Trump is competitive. So we've got a lot of mountains to climb. But as Nelson Rockefeller found out on his way to the presidency, you've got to get nominated for president first. I really think this is historic. Donald Trump is going to get 1,237 votes on the first ballot. There will be no second ballot. That is my bold prediction.
And you notice that's what Trump says. Let me throw this at you again. I'm not sure which part of that big question you, quote, dodged, but I mean, to be specific, you've said it, that you wouldn't be surprised anything past martial law. We know the Soros groups and others are funding racial division, the Beyonce videos. This is clearly governmental. Get Americans fighting with each other to distract them from black unemployment doubling under Obama. What would you, because we want to know. I mean, you've proven to be uncannily accurate, like you got a crystal ball. So make a statement like that. What's the calculus behind it? Saying it's a possibility. You're not saying martial law is coming. They'll say that now. What is the calculus behind it? And it isn't just Obama that could pull some stunts. You know, what could they do? What, activate groups with the media to go out and burn down cities? I mean, what do you say? I mean, we've already heard people saying they're going to burn down cities and riot, Black Lives Matter if he gets elected.
I think that we understand the play here. The Clintonites are very concerned because Donald Trump has a very strong appeal to more than a third of the Bernie Sanders voters. These are blue-collar folks who have been left out by the New World Order economy. NAFTA and presumably TPP and TPA, which Ted Cruz supports, would destroy our economy, are destroying their jobs and livelihoods. So those voters are susceptible to Trump. Therefore, we invade his rallies and we brand him as a bigot and a racist and a misogynist in order to disqualify him from these voters who are probably slightly left of center. That's what they're afraid of. Now, Donald Trump is not going to get the hardcore leftists who are voting for Bernie. That's not what I'm saying. But his populist, blue-collar Democrat supporters who realize that these international trade deals are killing us, they are going to be available. And they like Trump's confidence in his nationalism. That's their concern. They must destroy sure. Trump among those voters.
Last question, I got to go. Is the establishment out of bullets? I mean, I know they're going to try to bring up the mafia stuff, as you predicted they did that. They bring up, he hates Hillary. He said she'd be at 5% if she was a Republican nominee. It's true. Or, you know, a man. What else are they going to cook up? I mean, I would expect some big fake scandal right before the convention so the Republicans can act like, well, we don't like to steal popular vote, but we're doing it for the right reason. I mean, are we going to hear that he had like a KKK baby that he gave birth to or that he's an alien? Or I mean, what are we going to hear?
Look, I honestly think everything about Donald Trump is known. He is one of the most examined human beings on the planet. I think what happens here, though, is the mainstream media seeks to suppress the truth about Bill and Hillary Clinton. Their defense on the Clinton Foundation thievery. You have no proof. That's their defense. In other words, you can't prove it. I took $1 million and I gave the person who gave me $1 million a multi-million-dollar federal contract the next day.
So the answer is get on the attack, attack Hillary.
But those are related events.
So we could all be defending Trump instead of guessing what new attack will happen. The answer is ignore that, move forward with the attack on the true criminals of Benghazi, Fast and Furious, everything else.
You never win a campaign on defense. This has to be about Hillary. She will seek to make it about Trump. But Trump has the bully pulpit. You see, when a Steve Malzberg or a Kurt Schleister, two friends of mine, conservative commentators, or when I go on CNN and you begin to talk about the facts regarding Hillary Clinton's abuse of women, they unplug your microphone. Now, they won't be able to unplug Donald Trump's microphone.
Good point. They're not going to be able to stop the signal, and he's willing to attack her. He has got complete huevos, and I am proud to be associated with this. This is history, and God bless you, Roger Stone. Look forward to speaking to you again next week. Anything you've got to add, any extra time, we'll tape it, whatever. Please continue to give us these amazing exclusives. StoneZone.com, and as you said, StopTheSteal.org. This is history. Folks, you want to be part of it right now. I mean, undoubtedly, Roger, this is people's chance to really be part of 1776 Part 2.
Well, and we may have a surprise for Ted Cruz, who has been very actively, I think, out using the bosses to steal votes. I've been working with the Trump Ballot Security Project. We are documenting literally thousands of examples of voter irregularity in Oklahoma and Utah and Texas and other states. Now, the Trump people or any delegate may elect to go to the Credentials Committee and take the removal of Cruz delegates that were elected through fraud. So two can play this game, exactly what happened in the 1952 election. So those who want to help that effort, go to Trump Ballot Security. You can read exactly what we're doing and why it is potentially and possibly very valuable to the Trump presidential
prize. We only got a minute left, but since you raised it, why don't you personally address Ted Cruz? I mean, he should have already dropped out. They admit that he can't win by their own rules now. He's a loser. He said Trump was a loser. Lying Ted's the loser. Roger Stone, 60 seconds, your address to the loser.
Yeah, very simple. He calls me a dirty trickster. It takes one to know one, but I'm not running for president. Thank you, Alex.
All right, Roger Stone, talk to you soon. God bless. Wow, that was a news-making interview. That's going to be all over the headlines tonight and tomorrow. Wow. I can only cherry on top that with a little clip of Trump in his victory speech last night. Let's just have this little maraschino cherry right on top, that big, delicious vanilla ice cream with chocolate sauce all over it. Let's just go ahead and play Trump talking about Hillary.
Well, I think the only card she has is the woman's card. She's got nothing else going. And frankly, if Hillary Clinton were a man, I don't think she'd get 5% of the vote. The only thing she's got going is the woman's card. And the beautiful thing is, women don't like her, okay? And look how well I did with women tonight, okay?
I'm sorry. The globalists think they're the only people that are humans and can fight. And they put us in a trance and TV and ESPN, and we're supposed to waddle around like Wally, you know, on the galactic, endless cruise ship here, weighing 900 pounds spiritually. I'm not doing it. My shadow is not taller than my soul. And I'm not going to be part of this. And history is happening. And I just love seeing these rats run like they've run so many times in history when the good people get off the bench and decide to stomp them into the collective ground. And supporting Trump doesn't offer some panacea or utopia. I want to be clear. I'm not some communist selling, you know, blue sky here, pie in the sky. I'm selling the animated contest of liberty that you've got to decide to buy from yourself. Speaking of buying stuff, we're about to start the fourth hour with Dave and I. I want to plug here at the end of this transmission. I got a few stories I'll hit in the next segment, a few more calls from Costa Rica, you name it. But please go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of 30-40% off the very best wearable foods out there. The InfoWars Select, powered by My Patriot Supply, InfoWarsStore.com. Anthroplex, sold out for months, is basically pretty much the same formulation, but dry herbs at a lower price as Supermel Vitality that is selling out as we speak, I should add. So Anthroplex is there. It works on women, too, but it says it's for men because that's the market. But it's just really amazing in your purchase sports broadcast. Brainforce X2. We have the Skeletal Defense Pack discounted. We also have a lot of other great products at InfoWarsLife.com. And Secret 12, true organic methylcobalamin, is back in stock. InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50 and 10% off with AutoShip. The revolution funding starts at InfoWarsStore.com, and I am raging.